Mark chapter 10. And he arose from there, and comes into the borders of Judea, by the further side of the Jordan, and the people resort to him again, and, as he was accustomed, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him tempting him, and asked him, Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? And he answered and said to them, What did Moses command you? And they said, Moses allowed a man to write a bill of divorcement, and to put her away. And Yeshua answered and said to them, For the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, Elohim made them male and female. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and cleave to his wife. And the two of them shall be one flesh, so then they are no more two, but one flesh. Therefore what Elohim has joined together, do not let man separate. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he says to them, Whoever shall put away his wife, and marry another, commits adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband, and be married to another, she commits adultery. And they brought young children to him, so that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Yeshua saw it, he was much displeased, and said to them, Allow the little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of Elohim. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of Elohim, as a little child, he shall not enter it. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he had gone forth into the way, one came running, kneeled to him, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do so that I may inherit eternal life? And Yeshua said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, who is Elohim. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother. And he answered and said to him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. Then Yeshua beholding him loved him, and said to him, One thing you lack, go, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the torture stake, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Yeshua looked around, and says to his disciples, How hardly shall those who have riches enter into the kingdom of Elohim? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Yeshua answers again, and says to them, Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Elohim. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Yeshua looking upon them, says, With men it is impossible, but not with Elohim, for with Elohim all things are possible. Then Peter began to say to him, Behold, we have left all, and have followed you. Yeshua answered and said, Truly I say to you, there is no man who has left house, brothers, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many who are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Yeshua went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And again he took the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen to him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests, and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, and will scourge him, and will spit upon him, and will kill him, and the third day he will rise again. And James and John the sons of Zebedee come to him, saying, Master, we wish that you should do for us whatever we shall desire. And he said to them, What do you wish that I should do for you? They said to him, Grant to us that we may sit, one on your right hand, and the other on your left hand, in your glory. But Yeshua said to them, You do not know what you ask, can you drink of the cup that I drink of? And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, We can. And Yeshua said to them, You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with you shall be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand, is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Yeshua called them, and says to them, You know that those who are accounted to rule over the Gentiles, exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your minister. And whoever of you wishes to be the chief shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Yeshua of Nazareth, he began to cry out, and say, Yeshua, son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Yeshua stood still and commanded him to be called, and they call the blind man, saying to him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Yeshua. And Yeshua answered and said to him, What do you wish that I should do to you? The blind man said to him, Master, that I may receive my sight. And Yeshua said to him, Go, your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight, and followed Yeshua in the way.